Hi, this is Vision Destiny 2018, session 10. During these sessions, I've been sharing some of the revelation from 2017 that I got when I was engaging with God, some of the things God said, our conversations, visionary encounters, which I believe may be relevant for sharing for 2018. I would encourage you to look at what applies to you. Maybe if you're in a corporate setting, what may be in application there. One of the things God said to me is this: why are you here? Now, that's a pretty big statement or question to answer. And you know, I took it seriously and sort of started to meditate. Well, why am I here? And God said, this is the question that you must be able to answer with clarity and certainty, both individually and corporately. So it wasn't enough just to sort of give a vague answer. I needed to know why I'm here, who I am, therefore, what I'm doing here, and how that involves with God's overall purpose. Keep your eyes looking ahead. Prepare for all that's coming from your places in the heavenly realms. As sons, I have given you responsibility and authority for the mandates. The two fiery scrolls will form an arc of agreement that will release the governmental authority for everything else, and that authority will open the portals of heaven so that heaven will manifest on earth. Now, these two fiery scrolls were our mandates here, but I believe are mandates for the Joshua generation. They are for the harvest and therefore equipping the Joshua generation. The focus of these two fiery scrolls will bring the threes of authority and the fours of the everlasting doors. So when you have an arc of agreement, it then establishes government when the third comes together. And then the third is looking for a fourth to open up a window so that the government can be manifested through it. So as we focus on those two scrolls, it will bring us into a position of government to be able to manifest the outworking of that. And I believe this is the call for the Joshua generation. 2018 will be the beginning of the transition from the season of justice to grace. Remember, heaven focuses and is functioned around four seasons: judgment, justice, grace, mercy. And those cycle through a period of the Council of 70 in heaven, actually administrating the government of those four seasons, and those four seasons are then outworked. But I believe we can look at it from a sense of what of those seasons are we seeing on earth. And I believe that we've gone through a season of judgment that started in 2012, and the end of an old season and the beginning of a new, the end of an old way of doing things and the beginning of a new. And then then in 2015 moved into a period of justice where the judgment of God was going to release the justice of God to establish something new. And I did some court cases around that with the Council of 70. So I believe now what God is saying is we're in transition from the season of justice to the season of grace. Now, I talked a lot about grace in the earlier sessions. So our transition, I don't know how long it's going to take. It takes as long as it will take. And some people will transition quicker than others. This is the nature of forerunners. You engage something, you begin to transition, and others begin to follow into that transition. But we're going to move out of the season of justice to a season of grace. You will need to learn to administrate the manifold grace of God so it becomes greater grace, grace upon grace, in preparation for the season of mercy that you're looking for. Ultimately, I want to see the end and the beginning. I want to see mercy. I want to see a harvest of people coming into their relationship with God. But grace will enable that. And greater grace, manifold grace, grace upon grace, these are all descriptions that you'll find in the Bible. Grace is a mind enabling power of God. So it's everything that he does to enable us to do what we do. This is a great responsibility that I'm given to the forerunners of the Joshua generation. Even within the Joshua generation, there are some forerunners, those who've already spied out the land and those who are now presenting a good report to others to embrace crossing over into the promised land of their destiny. Prepare your hearts and minds by embracing the new and letting go of the old, so you will be able to know me at ever-increasing depths of intimacy. This is God's desire, deep calling to deep, calling us deeper into him, unveiling the depths of who we are in relationship to him as sons. Deep is calling to deep. I am is inviting you to come closer so you can arise as sons of God and take your places in the councils and assemblies of heaven. Son, you have been called and chosen to represent me as my son. Now, some of these things are directed to me personally, but in general, they are directed to all the sons of God. So when God speaks to as a son, then embrace it yourself if you resonate with it. I desire to reveal myself to you at a new level of personal intimacy, but it will require sacrifice on your part because it will change you and the desires of your heart. You must weigh up the cost carefully before you say yes. Now, there's an indication that what God wants to do is going to require some changes and transformation to take place. So he's given me the opportunity, he's giving all of us the opportunity to say yes. I would encourage everyone to say yes. Even if you're unsure, trust him. Every time I've said yes to him, which has taken me through some deep water and some dark clouds, the end result has been well worth the process. Your passion and desire for certain things will wane, and you will be drawn to new things which will replace the old. The old things are not wrong things, so you must choose to allow me to change your heart and realign your desires. So there's lots of things we do that are not wrong, but they're not necessarily always helpful. The you that you know will not be the same, so you must be prepared for a radical shift of focus and be willing to embrace the changes and not fight them. Now, I know I'm in a period of preparation myself, and God has spoken to me of a period of time that this preparation is going on for a shift. So I'm embracing this, but just resonate with it if you feel this is something God would want you to move into. The shift from justice to grace for the Joshua generation will be a subtle change, but a discernible change that will increase through desire. The judgment of the old enabled justice to be released, and justice has the authority to free people from their bondage to the old. Justice will continue as the judgment is still in place, but it will become less of the focus and the grace, and allow the grace to arise into positions of sonship will begin to increase. See, God's grace will call us to arise into our positions of sonship, and that will increase in number as God moves us forward. There are still some who will cross over, but the intensity of that flow will decrease because the focus will be on those who have crossed, but not moved from friends to lords. Many people have had experiences that have taken them into a deeper level of intimacy, but they've not moved from the relationship into the responsibility of government in terms of lordship within the realms of heaven, or then on to kingship into the maturity of sonship. The weight and emphasis on justice will decrease, but I will compensate for the lack of numbers with an increase in the force of grace. What God is saying here is we don't have enough of what I would call the Joshua generation who have crossed, and those some of them that have crossed are not taking up their positions of responsibility. So something has to change. So if there's not going to be enough, then the lesser numbers will have an increase in the force of grace, the enabling power to do something in a multiplied exponential sense. Less people with greater power and authority that comes by an increase in my enabling power. So we may not have enough, but we will have greater capacity. Your focus will change as the season transitions to the harvest. If the Moses generation choose to remain in the wilderness, their places will be taken by the next generation who will be born in the promised land of the new. This will entail 10 of the Joshua generation to 100 of the harvest, or 10 to 1,000, but this could be 1 to 1,000 in some cases. In other words, some people will have the grace upon them to be able to do way beyond what one person should be able to do. And we'll find there are different levels of grace and authority that people have to be able to reach a harvest, disciple a harvest, if you like, equip, release a harvest to become the harvesters of that next generation. 10 to 100 will be enough in the season of the first fruits of the harvest, But when the harvest increases in momentum, the first fruits will need accelerated maturity to mentor the harvest. So what God is actually saying here is that we don't have enough of the Joshua generation, but the first fruits of the harvest will be so accelerated to maturity that they will be able to become like the Joshua generation, working together with the Joshua generation to mentor the harvest and then equip and release it as it comes. So there will need to be greater grace to produce mature sons. The process of transformation will be facilitated by periods of an intense fire, and the seraphim will be active in the refining and purification. The purification of flesh will be the focus, as there won't need to be the dealing with the old religious mindsets that have so restricted the Joshua generation. Therefore, it is vital that the forerunners develop the new mindsets and new lifestyles quickly in this transition season, as it won't be a long transition. The old ways are ceasing to work, and this is becoming more apparent for the forerunners, so don't try and cling on to the old and familiar. Son, a new season is dawning, where the grace will be available to connect to people's hearts and reveal the truth of their salvation. Now, I'm really looking forward to this. Jesus was able to discern the thoughts and intentions of people's hearts and know what was going on and the reasoning in people's hearts. I believe that God is opening people's hearts. I was talking to someone earlier about the role of watchers in heaven, and that many people in heaven and many of the cloud of witnesses are actually writing dreams and visions and producing them like film producers to then have them imparted into people's minds, into their dream states, that will be unveiling the truth of their salvation and the light of God reaching them. And I'm excited that we're going to be part of that, and we will be able to connect with people's hearts and see the reasons of people's hearts and help reveal the truth of their salvation to them. All that Jesus has already done. There will be an increase in supernatural activity if you focus your attention on the harvest and the guide to smart bonds of love. Now, the weapons house, you know, I talked about it being tools to get the job done. There are what I would call smart bombs that can be guided, laser guided. And I think the laser guided smart bombs will be targeting specific people as directed by God to bring them to be the ones who will be the accelerators in the first fruits of the harvest. Call for the Pauls. Now, Paul, who was Saul, was on the Damascus Road opposing God, doing his own thing, and yet the light came around him, focused that light upon him, and he said in Galatians that the light was revealed to be in him. So God had revealed that he was already at work in Paul, he was just resisting it. And there are many Sauls out there in different religions, in the New Age movement, in the occult movement, who are seekers of truth, but they are, in a sense, we would see them as being obstacles. But God can turn his enemies into his footstool. In fact, he has no enemies. He loves everybody. So those who think they're his enemies, he can turn into his footstool. So we need to call for those Pauls and direct the focused light upon them for the burning bush and the Damascus Road encounters. Use the sound and light to engage with their hearts and minds. This is something we can do as the Joshua generation. The grace for healing will increase when directed towards those who you carry in your hearts. And this is the key. We must carry people in our hearts. We have to have a heart like God's heart for people, like Jesus, who was willing to leave the 99 and go and find the one who'd gone astray. My compassion will move you with grace. If you are willing to feel my love for those lost on their own paths. Son, legislate for the changes in season, culture, attitudes, and heart needed to accelerate the transition. You have a law of grace, but you will need to use it consistently and specifically towards the people groups that you have mandate to engage. Many of us have specific people that God's called us to engage with. We do. Others will have different people, but we need to direct grace towards them. A law of greater grace is available to you if you have the desire. So basically, there's an injunction that I can go and, or someone here can go and get a law of greater grace, because we already have a law of grace that we have available to use. Minister and administrate through the order of Melchizedek, stand in the power of my name, and bring my kingdom governmental order from heaven to into the earth, first through each of your lives, and then through the everlasting doors over your blueprint. Engage as priests and rule as a king. Carry my word as an oracle and facilitate as a legislator, so you can be ambassadors and establish the embassies of heaven. The Joshua generation are to function as a royal priesthood after the order of Melchizedek, to be ready to mentor the first fruits of the harvest that are going to be the harvesters. Greater grace will be upon the Joshua generation, so that grace upon grace will be upon the harvesters when the season of mercy dawns. The biggest hindrance to my heart's desires being fulfilled are the mindsets of my people, filled with unbelief and doubt, because they're blinded by the darkness of hopes deferred. So many of my people are living in spiritual depression, suppressed and oppressed in the deception of disappointment. Unfulfilled dreams, visions, promises, false and real expectations brings spiritual incapacity, inoculated against future hope by past disappointments. This is a key thing that God wanted to deal with. We spent a few weeks here actually ministering this, administrating it here. It needs to be addressed. Many people are under this, and it's a blanket clothing them and clouding them and putting them into a confused state where God wants to bring clarity. Most are unwilling to face the truth of their own hearts because they live in the religious bondage and fear of God, that G-O-D God, trapped in an unreality that keeps them debilitated. Religion keeps people in fear of being real with God and letting God bring transformation to their lives. This must be dealt with, or they will continue to be visionless, fearful to go forward because they're afraid to face the past and be honest about their disillusionment with G-O-D. See, some people are actually disillusioned with God or that false image of God, but they're afraid to say so or deal with it because they feel that that couldn't possibly be right. It's like our emotions are our emotions. That false image, which is an idol, which is not God at all. People are afraid of that God because actually that God has been promoted as the real God, and he's not. God is a God of love, not fear. Perfect love casts out all fear. So if you're fearing God in a wrong way, there's an awesomeness about God. There's an awestruckness, but that we don't have to be afraid of him, afraid he's going to punish us, afraid he's going to discipline us, afraid he's going to have a downer on us. He loves us. He's always smiling over us. His countenance is always fair towards us. He has favor and blessing to apply on us. But if we do not believe in that, then we won't receive it. I'm going to create a culture of honor where there will be an amnesty, and all these those true, suppressed and hidden emotions, thoughts and disappointments can be aired. And this is what we did here. And I believe God is releasing this out throughout the church. All the pastors, teachers, prophets, apostles, the theologians and translators of the old order can be forgiven and released, and the new can be left, old can be left behind, so the new can be embraced. In other words, when we realized how we've been misled through wrong translations, through wrong teaching, through people's using gifts inappropriately in wrong ways, we need to forgive them and release them so we can move on, not be suffering under the disillusionment that they've created. Some great shifts and shakings will start to take place in the transition between the old season and the new. You will not be shaken if you're standing on the true foundation of your original design. Trust in the world's or the religious systems will not keep you standing firm when the shakings begin. Some of these shakings are the movings of my heart aligned to the groans of creation. Creation is quaking in response to the manifestations of the sons of God taking their places. In other words, there is a physical manifestation that takes place of things that are happening in the spirit realm. As my sons begin to know their true origin and identity, creation begins to throw off its yoke to bondage. Freedom for my children is freedom for creation, as the heavy yoke and burden is thrown off in revolution. the freedom from the yoke of religious depression and suppression will begin to bring creation itself into liberty. The shifts will reflect the revelation of true sonship as the sons of God arise, throwing off the tyranny of the old order and embracing the new order of freedom. Creation itself will flex as it begins to emerge out of the darkness into the light of the rising of the sons of God. As the restrictions and limitations of the old ways of thinking are deconstructed, the power of the consciousness of the renewed mind will be seen. There will be an unveiling of truth, power, and authority that can only be expressed through the sons who know and have the mind of Christ. Reality itself will shift once the religious veils have been removed from the minds of the sons of God. There will be shakings and maneuverings and exposings within the hierarchies of the Moses generation that will be a cause of another exodus out of the wilderness. In other words, people are going to see what they're under and they're going to want to come out of it. Son, don't focus on the wilderness, but on Egypt, the first fruits of the harvest, those who will be seekers of the truth. So in other words, it's time to start looking at those who are seeking or hungry within the world, who do not yet know the salvation that's been accomplished for them or have a personal relationship with God, that God is going to target, and we need to target them as well. The rising of sons is the rising of the mountain of the house of the Lord to take their places seated in the heavens in identity, position, and authority. The great commissioning is about to begin to prepare the sons to take their heavenly governmental positions with new mantles, scrolls, weapons, and discoveries. Son, call forth the sons of God so that they rise up, take their places in the heavenly realms, release new mantles, new scrolls of position and authority, call forth destiny, call forth the spirit to come into alignment with my heart, once again to walk in the ancient paths. Son, you have allowed me to deal with your heart motives, the motives of your soul, the core essence, by surrender, and your consciousness by the deconstruction of the pillars in your mind. Now, by continued desire, allow me to deal with the fractured relationship between integrated soul, spirit, and body. Now, I have been stirred to see the nature of fragmentation and fracturedness. But even in the integration of spirit, soul, and body that I have discovered, there's something that God is revealing that's still missing. There's still something fractured in it, and he wants to deal with it. And I'm sure if that applies to me, it's going to apply to a lot of other people. The physical limitations that hold you back from truly walking in sonship on earth, as it is in heaven, can be overcome by the power of your consciousness illuminated by the creative light of truth. It seems that God is looking to deal with stuff in our physical body. Son, come beyond again. Stand in the light, and as you stand bathed in light, let the word of truth resonate and reverberate around you and within you. Son, what do you want to be transfigured? My answer to that would definitely be yes. Are you prepared to pay the cost of such a change as a forerunner? And again, I say yes. Are you willing to undergo the bodily transformations that compares with your soul's realignment? So in other words, the stuff that God's been doing in realigning soul and spirit, separating and reintegrating soul and spirit, quantumly entangling soul and spirit living in dual realms, something needs to take place with the body to bring the body into the same transformated state as with our soul. In communion with the frequency of my heart, DNA, you have been preparing your body for the changes that need to take place for sonship. I take communion every day, and in that I make declarations about the transformation that my body needs to go through, my DNA needs to go through, to bring me into the place where I am transformed into the image of that sonship. Son, when you see me, you can become like me, but it is far from automatic. Cultivate the desire for physical change that you have develop for the transformation of the soul, and you can become like who you behold. Son, unlock the ancient power of spirit, soul, and body in perfect alignment and order. What you have been doing in overshadowing your soul and body with your spirit is but a shadow of what is possible, as it's only been a spiritual manifestation in preparation for the physical reality of a body living free from limitations and released by expanded consciousness. Son, set your mind free from the limitations and restrictions of what you believe or don't believe, so that all limitations can be removed. Unrestricted, unlimited, free to be restored to original intent. Father, take me beyond. I'm willing for a heart transformation of love to realign my life with heaven. I'm willing to pay the cost for change and restoration of passion. Change my heart, Father. Son, are you really willing to let go of all that does not reflect me? Are you willing to take your gaze off those things that keep you from being an earthly expression of your heavenly positions? Son, you will need to engage the fire of my presence and allow it to do its work. Relationship, transition, transformation, position. Each trans-dimensional position is where my sonship is connected to Metatron's cube and the sonship of the Tree of Life. We all have a dimensional place in God's purposes. Our sonship is multidimensional, and our positions within the creational order create the harmony that brings balance to sacred geometry. In other words, unless we're in place, things are out of alignment. We carry light, sound, fragrance, mathematics within our being. Son, you are only connecting to a restricted number of positions. There are more, and whilst not unlimited in number, there are more than you imagine or think. So in other words, my spirit has a greater capacity than I believe or know right now. Son, it is my intention to restore all things within the fabric of space-time dimensional creation. Restoration includes all your dimensional positions and abilities within oneness and unison. Everything is a pattern that represents the whole fractal of the mind of God within one another, but it is also carries depths of layers within layers within layers. So these things are all multiple and go deeper and deeper and deeper. Son, deep calling to deep is not just an exploration of me personally, but of all that lives, moves, and has its being within me. Son, explore the crystalline nature of creational order to discover transcendence and convergence. And there's something about crystals and gemstones and jewels and that God has had from within the fabric of creation, and there's something about it that he wants us to discover. People are beginning to see the crystals are being used in healing and wholeness and various things. They carry a pure thing. We use crystal bowls to produce sounds, frequencies that will engage people and bring them into wholeness, but there's more to explore there. Observations affect the reality that thought and intention hold together as one pattern, and is transformed into another. That is how I find pleasure in all things at all times within all space possibilities. This is how the mind of God works. It's a stretch sometimes to engage in. All my people are designed not just to multitask, but to be multi-being in multi-dimensional manifoldness. So there's an expansion. Son, the Joshua generation have a mandate of sonship for the restoration of all things. I am going to reveal the full understanding about what true restoration is and what is the full multidimensional nature of all these things is. This will take you into the realm of beyond, where hidden mysteries of the kingdom are being unlocked and unveiled as the keys of the kingdom are released by Metatron, who holds the keys to times and seasons of the seen and unseen realms. When the 12 houses are aligned, Metatron will release the keys via the chaos, the living creatures of heaven, for those positioned in sonship to receive them. The positions of sonship need to take, and my children need to be seated to receive these keys to administrate the ancient and hidden ways. We need to take our place. We need to take our positions. We need to be open, to be seated in the right place to receive what God wants to release to us. Portals will be opened, access will be given to those of my sons who know their identity and have taken their positions. Knowledge, wisdom, and understanding are a heavenly bench of three to unveil deeper mysteries concerning the seasons of restoration that are about to be revealed. I'm calling my children to embrace the transformation necessary for them to mature in sonship and arise. The sons of God arising into their heavenly governmental positions is the trigger for the release of the mysteries of the restoration of all things to become the focus of my heart. My heart will be revealed in my position for a harvest of sons. Passion for a harvest of sons as integrally linked to the restoration will be understood. You are transitioning out of the seasons of judgment and justice into the seasons of greater grace and great mercy that will be needed for the harvests of restoration that are to come. Every revival and move of God will pale into insignificance compared to the manifestations of the sons of God on earth as they are positioned in heaven. Son, see through my eyes. Son, what do you see? I see paradise restored across all time and space dimensions. I feel, as I see, the perfect harmony of oneness and the beauty of pure mathematical geometric perfection. This was something that's quite difficult to describe, obviously, but I do my best. I sense the fragrance of a blended perfume containing the essence of everyone as living sacrifices. That's us in our positions. I feel the wholeness of every created particle, connected and yet distinctive. I feel the interconnectedness of a hive of uniqueness, transcendence and immanence of creation restored. I see the kaleidoscope of multicolored, multidimensional, infinite, constantly changing constants. I see pure love, pure light, in the creative expression of sonship, revealing the heart of the Father, Son, and Spirit through every relational connection and interaction. I see the beauty of paradox, the mystery of enigma, through the eternal balance of relational now. Son, you are seeing I am. So be. Son, feel from within my heart the deepest desire and longing for the restoration within time and space for what is always here in my heart. All the conversations converge into the focus that ensures nothing is lost and all is redeemed and true relationship is maintained. Son, I'm willing. I am is calling to the sons of men with the resonant frequency of destiny. The return to my original intent and relational purpose. God is calling us, wooing us, drawing us to come back into that place where we will be restored to original purpose and condition. The echo of eternity's song, the symphony of the ages, still reverberates throughout the creation, seeking to find that which is lost within the discordant notes of man's efforts to produce a symphony of its own. The sound that lingers, seeking to inspire participation within the cosmic masterpiece as a restored Son of God. The books of the libraries of heaven are filled both with history and possibility, and I have absorbed truth and perspective. I continued and felt wisdom imparted for future missions in the restoration process. The desire and passion for restoration had increased, and the limitations are falling away as the possibilities are becoming probabilities within my mind. What was once something that I might have wished for, now I believe. I sense the knowledge of the ancients and the abilities of old are being restored. Son, the new sound is being released, the bell is ringing for some, the silver trumpet is heralding, the drums are beating a new rhythm. This sound is marking both the end of the old and the beginning of a new season. For some, the sound is a rallying cry. For some, it is the last post. The end of the old and the beginning of the new are both painful and joyful. I am calling you to shift your focus away from the wilderness and its valley of decision to Egypt and its valley of decision, which reaches beyond death to the grave. Son, you know that the end of the season is for the sons of Issachar to discern and know what to do and become the forerunners who make way for others to embrace this new season. Son, just because the forerunners enter a new season does not mean the old seasons have ended for everyone, even though it feels like it. I showed you the prophetic timetable for a reason, to show you the depths and heights that I will go to reach my children and bring them into maturity of sonship. I do not change and I do not stop offering the opportunities of the old seasons to those whose ears and eyes are not yet opened. In other words, when God brings a new season, those who have not embraced it, only the forerunners tend to embrace a new season, the old season continues to work so that the people who are in the old season continue to get called to come into the new. God doesn't close the door on anybody. This is what he's saying. There are no bridges burnt. We can still cross. I'm still calling for intimacy and revealing my father heart for sonship. I'm still calling for the removal of stumbling blocks and lawlessness within the judgment on my household as it continues. I am a loving father who wants none of his children to be lost in their own fallen mindsets and miss out on the fullness of their inheritance. I call my sons to follow me out of the safety of boats of their own lives into the waters to go beyond, which is what is safe, into the unknown, to adventures beyond their wildest imaginations. I will still be calling my children to get in the boat and venture out from the comfort and security of the land of the old, routine, religious institutions. Son, the greatest adventures beyond are still ahead of you. On your journey, don't stop moving forward and going beyond. The restoration of all things is the underlying motivation of my heart. This desire underpins everything that flows from the now of the circle of relationship that is I am. Son, the greatest adventures beyond are still ahead. Son, use the resonant frequency of bowls to engage the root, hidden, buried issues and trauma to bring them to the surface. Now, when we were dealing with disappointment and disillusionment, God showed me to use frequencies that were produced from the crystal bowls to engage and get deeper than what the person knew was there, to go into the hidden parts, to go into some of those things. Son, use the resonant frequency of the bowl to engage the root, hidden, buried issues of trauma to bring them to the surface. So I released a frequency with the intent to go deeper into someone's heart, to go deeper into the parts that are hidden within them, to reveal things that have been forgotten, buried, so that they can come to the surface. Because God desires freedom. Choose to forgive and release any memory, person, incident that is revealed. Then let waves carry away the fear, anger, pain, and disappointments and wash people clean and then begin to impart and instill fresh hope. And I used three bowls with three different frequencies and played them in three different ways to help and encourage people to put their mind out of the way and allow the spirit to engage them and allow to get deep below the things that are buried under coping and defense mechanisms so that people can come into freedom. To live loved is to rediscover my true identity as a son in relationship with a loving Heavenly Father. So when ministering into people, their relationship with God is often buried under layers and layers of experience on earth, which have made them forget the true reality of who they were in a relationship with a Heavenly Father. And sometimes we need ways to reach into those places and engage people at a level that they're not willing to go in their conscious mind. But the frequency carrier wave of the intent of God's love can impart into people this deep desire of agape, which will lead people into rest so they can remember their original image and likeness redeemed in God himself. So then people can find this living in life in a totally different way, to love living, to express the joy that comes from that. Because joy is removed when disappointment's in place. You know, hope deferred makes the heart sick. Joy, and God's joy in us being full, brings us into a totally different dimension of life. And he wants us to come to that place of rest so we can engage creation, who is in the same bondage, lost its joy, lost its sound, lost its frequency, so that it can come back into its true restored state. So we can truly live loving, to express the peace that we've found in our relationship with God as a son, in, through, and to everything to bring restoration. Do we catch God's heart for restoration? Do we feel his deep desire to bring everything back into its restored condition and to expand everything so we come out of the limitations of this mindset? I'd encourage you again, just with a short time of activation, just to look into the eyes of the Prince of Peace. Just allow him to take you deeper into him. Allow him to take you deeper into the Father. Allow him to take you beyond, beyond, beyond. I would encourage you just to be open to that experience. Wherever it takes you, don't limit or hold back. Allow him to take you further. Allow him to take you deeper. Just open up your hearts, open up your minds. As you begin to fix your eyes on Jesus, as you allow those eyes to draw you deeper into him, just let him take you beyond. Let him expand your experience. Let him take you beyond your limitations and the restrictions of your mind and free you and expand the truth that you will come into by taking you into his heart, taking you back on the timeline, taking you into maybe those areas of disappointment in your own life and revealing them and releasing them and bringing to the surface. Let him put new hope and fresh expectation in you. Just let him take you beyond.